A man known as the Wish Doctor has freed the people of Lothenlot of their curse in exchange for a favor from I, Gillian Tidestrider, at a future time to be determined. Mayor Lothen and his daughter Abigail are safe for now, but I shudder at the thought of someone preying on the wishes of the innocent. My name is Gillian Tidestrider, and I never wish to deal with moral gray areas ever again. But in case I do, I will just roll with it.
How do I usually start this?
I forget, just do it.
What's up, everybody? Ayo! Ayo!
Ayo!
Ayo! Ho, a pirate's life for me. Arf. Welcome back to Just Roll With It, episode 9. My name is Grizzly, and I'm the DM. I almost forgot for a second.
I am Bizzly. I didn't forget. And I played Chip.
Surprising.
I am Condi, and I play Jay.
I am Gillian Tidestrider, and I play Charlie Slimesicle.
It's backwards.
That's right. Oh, we're flipping now. I've been inhabited. I am a fish.
Where we last left off, the three of you, Chip, Jay, and Gillian, made your way to the mysterious man in the North Woods, the person who the mayor of Mortenstead told you was the cause of the laughter illness the townsfolk suffered from. You made your way through the woods, through dense mist, and came to a clearing that didn't fit the area before. Sensing it was by magical means, you were surrounded by a serene, beautiful landscape, and you approached a singular building in a field of rolling hills. And finally, the three of you arrived at the home of Niklaus Hendrix, or as he called himself, the Wish Doctor. You were instructed upon arrival that he was only allowing one guest at a time, and before any discussion could be had, Gillian shouted his name and leaped through the doorway.
True.
Like a deranged Pokemon.
As you came through the door, you were offered your choices by Niklaus. Either deal with the mayor, who he explained was the actual source of this cursed wish that affected the island, or accept his offer to owe him a favor in the future in exchange for a happy ending. You requested conditions. Ones where if you were bested in battle, you would accept the offer. Because of your nature and proneness to failure, Gillian, the Wish Doctor leaned forward and his eyes glowed that bright green that you had seen around in the forest, your vision vibrating as you felt your head compress and then you were knocked out unconscious instantaneously. When you came to, the contract was sealed in the form of a crescent moon tattoo, and you were ejected from the home, along with a rat in a cage. Jay and Chip realized the weight of Gillian's choice, and during that tense, brief conversation, you heard a coughing in the distance. The rat, who you assumed to be Abigail, rushed towards the sound, taking her normal form as you all went, and eventually you were met with the mare hurled over in this clearing. He coughed up this black, oozing liquid, and Gillian once again used divine sense, noticing that the evil essence that once resided in the mare's chest disappeared. And that is where we pick back up!
Ooh!
Ooh.
I got this sick new bracelet with a little moon on it, too.
Wait, really? Let me see.
Yeah, remember? I got cursed by the guy. Hang on, let me get a small pen. One sec.
Oh, wait, I thought you had an actual bracelet, sorry.
Yeah,
you don't have to do that.
No, don't.
You don't have
Charlie,
to do that.
Draw a little half moon.
Charlie,
I am bound! I am bound by
don't
pact!
Don't do that. Oh, God.
Ow! It hurts! It hurts so bad, but I can't stop!
Stop doing this,
I
Charlie.
I got a little moon there, see?
Why do you keep doing this?
Cool. Now I'm in character.
It's actually much bigger. It's like
okay,
from
let me just let me get out the bigger pen. The permanent Sharpie.
I can help you.
Thank you. Do you have a needle? We need to get it in there. We need to get the ink in there. I want to physically feel the weight of my character's repercussions by getting a tattoo immediately.
All right, buddy. Listen, give me a wrist.
That's scissors. That's scissors and a Sharpie.
Give me your wrist.
Okay,
your
Florida wrist. Man, let's start wrist. The episode. Give okay. Oh, give he's it taking it. He's taking it. He's taking it.
Give it to me.
No. Where
so,
are we? Where
so,
are we?
So. You were all standing around the mayor who, at this moment, flips around onto his ass and looks at all of you and then looks panicked and he's clutching his stomach. He's got water on the bottom of his lip from all the hurling. He's drenched in sweat and he looks at all of you panically and scared and he's just, what happened? No, please don't do anything. Don't say anything. I know what you're thinking and this is, am I all right? And then the girl, the little halfling girl who now you, as you are looking, has long curly brunette hair with a braid from the middle part down behind the ears, and she has these piercings, and she's wearing like a red apron, but it's more of like a shirt that has like overall type straps.
And she's not a rat.
No, she's not. She's a really pretty halfling girl, and under that is like a white undershirt. And she kind of kneels down and gets next to her father, and she just says, please calm down. It's okay. You're all right now. And she looks back at all of you as the two of them are staring as you guys approach. Just giving you the option to say anything if you'd like.
I want to get Julian in there, man. Let's get Julian in there.
Where is Julian? He's even with us.
I don't know.
I just want to peek in from behind Gillian's like shoulder. Like look around.
And from behind you, Chip, you hear sounds of the leaves on the ground crunching as Julian comes from behind the tree and he just says,
help him fix up his pompadour a little.
We get it up there.
Okay, so before he comes out,
pompadour's Julian, quick, your pompadour's looking flaccid. Once
wait a second, hold on, pause the dramatic moment. Can you guys roll a performance check for how well you fix up Julian?
Flaccid, yeah. I've never seen a pompadour before in my life.
A flaccid pompadour.
Yeah, he's got a flaccid pompadour. I rolled a 13. If you think about it, every hair is just flaccid pompadour.
You're so true. Right.
Bangs are just a flaccid.
So what are you
pompadour.
Are you using your natural oils to oil it back up and make sure it stays up and is no longer flaccid? That's what
he has oils. I have water. I rolled a 9 + 4, 13.
12. I got a 5 + 7.
You guys run over to the behind the tree before he exits, knowing that he would be hiding in this situation, and you fix him up. His face looks stunned and doesn't even realize that you guys are messing with his hair and whatnot. And you give him a little nudge forward and he kind of slowly takes a step and says, Abby? Abigail. And then he runs towards her and she her eyes meet his and she says, oh, Julian. And they hug. And then the mayor, he's leans forward, he's huffing, and he gets into this crisscross applesauce position and just kind of puts his head in his hands and starts rubbing the hair, and which, you know, the hat now is on the floor, the big top hat, and he looks like a mess.
Rightfully so.
I'm going to put my arms around the other two, yeah. Jay on my left, and I just want to say, he's really doing it.
He's really doing what?
This is girlfriend. He's got her back. It's...
Yeah,
that's
great. That is heartwarming.
Man. You're stepping on my vibe right now. Could you let us go, please, Chip? This is not very bro of you. You can just hear him.
No,
sobbing.
He has his arms.
No,
around
I was grabbing.
Us.
I was grabbing.
Oh, you guys!
Two,
I thought you
like,
were hugging.
You accidentally
no,
grabbed
you
him instead of me. You accidentally grabbed him instead of me. I let him go and get in your arms.
I don't know how. I don't know how.
Sorry
I heard
about
that. You went
that,
over
Julian.
And hugged both of them.
No,
I don't know how
so much,
he mistook your small shoulders for my broad ones.
Yeah. What are you doing?
It's so much funnier if I grabbed him on the right side and I was just looking over.
I'm just standing there.
My bad. And I grabbed.
Yeah, sure.
Well. Mayor and Abigail, your curse should be lifted, as should be the curse on Lothanlot, but Mayor, I must ask.
What happened?
I was going to ask you what happened here.
I was going to ask for the money. Bedtime?
Of course, of course. Okay. I have to apologize sincerely, and I still can barely feel my... I feel so numb. I really thought this was the end for me. I did deceive all of you. No. The reasons for coming and bringing you... Listen, the man... He promised that if I... Well, very persuasively, if I brought you three here, it would be the way I would be relieved of the deal that we made, and I didn't realize that relieved could have meant my own death, and I...
Why did he want us?
And then the daughter, Abigail, kind of stops hugging Julian, and as the mayor puts his head in his hands once again and just starts to weep, she says, I have spent a lot of time in there, and I have more of the full story of... My father made a deal, and I followed him when he did. I was there and overheard it. And on the surface, you might have thought it was good intentions, but I know my father. Julian does too. No offense, Papa, but he's a bit selfish. The town did fall on hard times. We weren't able to grow anything. The trees weren't producing any good fruit. And none of the navy nor trade ships ever passed by the island in so long. And well, this was very, very uncomfortable. And I followed my father here, and whenever he came into this strange mist, and then we came here, I saw the man and him, and I hid, but he just asks for everything to be right again, and he would do anything, but really, I knew that Dad only really looks out for himself. And you just hear the mayor is sobbing violently, and you can tell that what he was going through while here alone in the forest, coughing up that liquid, it was painful, because he just looks pale and distraught. So I am... And this is where it gets interesting. Once my father left, I pleaded with the man who you now know is Niklaus Hendrix, the Wish Doctor. I asked him, I knew that whatever consequence would be coming to my father, it was not going to be good, so I asked him, what could I do to make sure that no harm came to my dad, because as greedy and selfish as he can be sometime, I know that he has a good heart in there. And I didn't want him to die out of desperation. And so he said that if I stayed with him for a little while, and he gave that man, is there something wrong with him? I don't know if you noticed while you were in there, but there's definitely
nothing.
Something off. I did see and heard. He said that if I stayed with him for a while, he would do his best to keep my dad alive. But I think time was running out just before you three came in. What are your names?
It is I, Gillian Tidestrider.
Yeah.
And it pains me to know that there is someone out there taking advantage and preying on the wishes of, well, some innocent.
I don't know where he came from. Why he...
Also, why he... this is Chip and Jay.
Hi.
Oh. In my time there, in that cage, Niklaus would speak and excitedly talk about what he was planning, and when you three arrived, it seemed like a very unexpected but welcomed change in his, I guess, his little game that he was playing. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was worried about. Listen, all of you caused this problem, and you know it wasn't our problem. But now, I hold up Gil's wrist. It is.
I put the wrist down. We did what we had to do.
Okay, we did what we had to do, but now you're in danger. Which wasn't the case before we saved you.
I'm a little concerned, actually. You said he wanted a favor from you, Gil. Well,
yes.
What kind of favor could he possibly ask for that would repay for all of this? You realize... You know what we're dealing with right now? This man...
He did not have the opportunity to discuss the
cursed an entire town.
Details.
He turned this girl into a fucking mouse. You. And it's because of this selfish asshole. I point down to the mayor.
You made a deal with him?
Yeah, he did. Because he wants to help you.
Oh.
Yeah, and you let him there.
Oh, fuck. I'm so sorry.
I'm sure you are.
Listen, I am sorry that you people had to endure his sick wishes.
Listen.
Okay, but now you do, Gil. I don't think you understand. He might make you hurt others.
He just went on about how interesting of a story it would be. He said things like he fully, at one point, he said he expected the mayor to be harmed by Julian, and you would never do that, right, Julian? And the Julian looks at her a little hesitantly and he goes, never. I would never do that. Never thought about
right.
I'm not a fighter. We're just...
What?
I shouldn't even be out here in the first place. This is something I would never do. And she goes, you could have gotten hurt. And I'm really glad that you didn't go after the mayor like he was talking about it. He said that if I... He was talking about it like it was a game or a story. He said that me being gone would cause the conflict, and he seemed to know everything was going to go a certain way.
Did he specify anything about his plans after that?
About his plans? About what would happen after, if Julian did something?
No, after the mayor led us there. After this, after the town was lifted of its curse, if he truly knew everything would unfold the way it did.
And the only thing that he said before he... Well, whenever he was around was that a new, more interesting proposition and contract was headed his way.
It was the plan the whole time.
We were marked the second we got here.
Yet we still have done some good.
No, we haven't.
You know, it sounds like to me, Gil, like these problems would have all solved themselves once this fucker died, you know? The city would have been fine.
Hold on.
Listen, you, okay?
Oh, you
we,
mean
we
the
solved
mayor.
Your problem, mayor. And now we're paying the price. So now you're going to pay the price as well. You're going to get us a boat.
Hang on.
And some money.
Oh, yeah, that. I'm good with that. Yeah, you're going to pay that price.
Well, I, of course, I owe you a large portion of what we have here without removing too much of the funds for the town. I know that I need to change my ways, and I regret deeply the choices I have made.
Insight check.
Go ahead, insight check.
Whoa, finally someone does it.
15.
Holy shit.
15?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you're looking at the mayor, and whereas once before he seemed to have ulterior motives or a sense of not looking out for anyone but himself, he looks visibly deflated and defeated, a scar, traumatized even. Like he saw the end of the road.
I thought to strike you down when we exited the mist, and it was only Chip and Jay that dissuaded me. And now I also sense within you that the evil has left. So in a way, even if you did cause all this, I am glad that I did not.
I can see now the error of my path, the darkness that I was going towards as a person, and I would have at one point forgotten about my own daughter. I'm so sorry, Abigail, that this ever happened and that you would do something to try and protect me. It's all my fault, and I owe all of you very much, and I genuinely hope that at the very least this deal that you've made is, as it at least saved everyone else who did not deserve the backlash of my decision.
If I must strike down a good man because of this pact, I will make sure that those who have always had my back strike me down first.
Yeah, look at you. Chip, yeah.
No one's striking anyone down. We're not killing anybody, okay? I mean, what can he make you? He can't make you, right?
Do
Maybe
not
just
know
scrape
the
it
nature
off.
Of
here.
This. Okay.
Let me try. Come here. I want to lick my finger. Lick and, like,
it off!
Grub it.
DM, does it actually work? Does he lick it off?
No.
What?
But as you're,
what?
As you're,
that didn't work? Dude!
As you grab Gillian's wrist and you're licking your fingers and rubbing on this marking,
yeah,
you actually see that.
Maybe if you lick it directly.
No, I'm not going to do that.
And getting a closer look at it, you see that this crescent moon on his wrist, in the middle of it, and finer print and on smaller letters, is an N and a K, but the last line of the N and the main line of the K are shared.
Okay.
Is this something I would recognize at
yeah,
all?
Yeah, I wanted to do that check. I messaged Grizzly. I was about to ask that. Will I see any history? Like, would there be anything I know about it at all?
I would like to ask where
his
you
name
guys
was. Nicholas Hendricks, right?
So yes. It was Niklaus Hendricks, yes.
It wasn't Kendricks.
No.
Kendricks.
Okay.
Niklaus Hendricks.
Okay.
So where do you? I want to ask where you guys like in your history where you would might have like you know did you find a book? Did you overhear it? Just to determine if this is like a history check or just a basic intelligence check.
I mean, I guess if I would have seen it, it would have been through someone else, like just on the street, maybe.
Book.
Jay would have what?
Book. She's well read.
Yeah. All right, then you make a history check.
23.
Chip.
Six.
Six.
Yeah.
So, Chip, you're looking at this and you think it's just a fucking tattoo of a moon. Pretty art.
That's really
most
cool.
People get that on their ankles, basic bitches and whatnot. However, Jay, no offense to anybody with a moon tattoo. I love it too. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I kind of walk up and I grab his hand and get a closer look.
It's my zodiac.
Yeah, you're looking
really
at it.
Really head ass, Gil.
That's so Leo of you to say.
You
Will you stop being Capricorns
would,
for a second?
You would know that in many like historical or fictitious fictional books.
Fictitious.
Yeah, so both like historical books that are about like ancient like stories and theories or ideas and or just stories
fable.
Yes, that's it. So okay. in like historical fables or fictional stories and those kinds of things, the moon, this particular crescent or phase of the moon would represent corruption.
That's like not a good answer.
I look up at Guild very worried. I'm like,
but this is with a 23, you would also know that in the same stories or in the same sense, the alternate or the antagonistic symbol would be the sun for freedom and life. But those are just that's what you know from reading.
Yeah, just generally.
Yeah, it doesn't mean.
Yeah, I don't know if I would like actually say anything about that, but
so just kind of rubbing it off.
I don't think it's gonna rub
looks
off
like it,
Chip.
I think it is smudging a little, Chip. I think I see a little smudge there.
No, I think that's a bug.
I'll add that it's similar to the yin and yang.
Okay, so it's like the yang.
I killed the bug.
Yeah, instead of the yin and yang, it'd be the sun and the moon.
Okay.
Wait, I have
that's
both
the
on the
most,
wrist or
that's
just
the
moon?
No, just the moon.
Okay.
That's a simplified version of explaining what you know.
Cool.
This doesn't look good, Gil.
Why, it's the moon. I like the moon.
It can't be good.
Well, obviously it's not good, but like...
I killed a bug.
Burst into flames.
Another one?
Kidding.
Oh my god.
Another one. Yeah, what are you...
In all the books I read as a kid, the moon in a crescent like this, it means corruption. And that guy seemed kind of straight out of a fairy tale to me. You know, just the entire area didn't seem real.
Yeah, I knew that. I knew that.
Yeah, you sure you did.
I knew it. I knew it was when I first saw it.
Corruption. Well, very well, if I do try to... if I become corrupt, strike me down, will you? Put a swift end to my life.
I'm not going to kill
you. Down, man.
You'll know if something is going to happen to you because the amount of voices in your head will multiply and you will not be able to function. That's what it felt like.
Right now I have one and it is Gillian Tide Strider. If I have two, Jay Chip, I ask that you do strike me down where I stand.
Stop saying that!
I'm not going to kill you.
He's been one step ahead of us the whole time. All right, he's had his plan, he's been pulling his little strings, and he got us where he wants us.
There's a weak spot in my armor right here.
We should have just left. Why didn't we?
Stop
we didn't
saying that!
About. Listen. And Julian steps forward. I can't imagine what kind of weight this has put on everybody now. And I'm not obviously not a fighter like I was saying, but I'm grateful that you got Abigail back. And she's safe, it seems. And I can't sense any of that disease that was floating in the air before. But I... Well, Abby and I actually can help with the boat problem now. Now that she's back.
Yeah. You can give me a boat.
Us a boat. Thank you.
She sort of looks down and her face is flushes a little bit. Well, we actually met because Julian is a very skilled woodworker and I like designing schematics in architecture, and we sort of bonded over that fact. And well, you know, it shouldn't be too hard to figure out how to float wood on the water. I mean, if there's anything we could do to repay the three of you for taking such a sacrifice, clearly. And the mayor will give you all of his gold that I can cough out of him, I swear it. I swear by the book of family name. The mayor's just dead down. Like, he can feel the sense of fucking guilt.
We will also need a bushel of your finest oranges.
Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why not? Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. One second, please. I need to.
I have heard much of scurvy in my time above.
I want to lean my head in and I want to say, like, to between Abigail and, what's the guy's name? God, why am I
Julian?
Forgetting?
Julian.
Julian. Yeah. I know. I get it.
I want to lean my head in between them and say, how do you feel about the name Huge Chipper?
I hate you mean it. For your ship?
Bingo.
Yeah, we can engrave it on the side or something.
Just depends on which.
The more complex, I imagine, is gonna be the, you know, my boys, you know, the group. We could you know, try and work as efficiently as possible, but like.
I'm just dancing around, like, just...
Julian, I may assist you. I have seen about 2 or 3 boats.
Well, we don't really need...
I think help. I understand how all it of works the, now.
The rest of the gnomes, and... I mean, that's kind of what we did before, all of the fucking laughing and shit.
Very well, but if you do need my assistance... Feel free to call upon it. Again, I have maybe 3. I've seen 3 boats. I saw a small raft and once a log floating.
Wait. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm gonna approach the mayor at this point.
Just, yeah, still sitting there, just crushed by immense amount of guilt.
Yeah, I'm gonna get up to him. I'm gonna kneel down, like, kind of, you know, squat down in front of him. And you. I think you should resign from mayor after all this.
I stop dancing and just look over at him.
You don't deserve this position. You know how much suffering you put the people through? Your own daughter through? And for what? Your own selfish needs?
Would you like to intimidate or persuade?
Intimidate, fuck it. I'm
bro, is she laughing or are you laughing right now?
I'm not laughing. Well, she was like in character, she'd like for your own selfish needs, like that. Like, okay. That was my own. Yeah,
scary.
Roll it.
15.
Hey guys, it's me, Charlie Slimesicle by day, Gillian Tidestrider by night, and William Wisp on Patreon, which absolutely you should go check out if you haven't. Seriously, the reason we can bring this show to you is in a huge amount due to our patrons over on Patreon. Bisley runs a second campaign over there called Prime Defenders, which is a superhero-themed Mutants and Masterminds campaign where I play as a mystery-solving teen with all the powers of a will-o-wisp. I love it as... Listen, don't let Grizzly hear this, all right? But I do love it as much as the main campaign, and we're all pouring our heart and soul out over there, so you do not want to miss out on it. It is super easy to access. All you gotta do is just head over to patreon.com/justrollwithit and become a patron, support the show, help us keep rolling. Also, if you discuss the episode or have awesome fan art, please post it on Twitter with the hashtag JRWIShow. We will all see it, and we absolutely love to see it. Thank you so much, everyone that listens to or supports the show at all, and let's get right back in.
The mayor starts to choke up and well, the tears well up in his face again, and he's just... Retirement is probably a good idea. But I must
spend my time in retirement making it up.
Yeah, that would be for the best, I think.
We were comfortable, and I guess I just got used to it. You never know how susceptible you are to the deadly sins until you're already too far gone, I suppose.
Yeah. I think Julian has shown a great display of leadership. Perhaps he should be... he should be the new mayor.
What?
Yeah, he's great.
He's excellent.
Yeah. So brave.
Julian, you showed much courage venturing into the mists with us.
Whoa, but see the leadership,
down
man.
Down on one knee, Julian.
Oh, shit. He doesn't get down on one knee at first.
What's his name? What's his last name? Do I know?
Booker's.
Yeah, he said it.
Oh, it's Booker.
Julian Booker.
Julian Booker.
I knight him.
Is there a knight speech? Hold on.
Down on one knee, Julian Booker.
He just looks at Abigail very hesitantly, and she gives a mm-hmm. Like a nice a nod of approval. He gets down on one knee.
By the force of the sea. By the light of the moon.
Analyze women.
Rise, Julian Booker, Knight of Lofenlot.
And I just do the basic two sword thing. And then as he starts to rise, I just pull out this bowl of water out of nowhere. Just fucking like throw it in his face.
Let this water purge you of your past sins.
Oh, Jesus.
And as it fades, let those guilts wash away. Welcome to your new life. I predator handshake him and pull him out to his feet. Grab my forearm.
We just knighted Julian. I thought like there was a lot of other people who were much more capable. He seems kind of like
I have never
coward.
Seen a blade
not,
such as yours. I
I'm
say
not entirely
so
certain
down
that
comb.
He's gonna do what's right for this town either. But you know,
just let it happen.
Whatever. Right. Listen,
listen. I already got some problems. Don't need these.
That's fair.
There is much evil still here somewhere, and I trust you, above all others, to comb it out.
I don't.
I come, I got it.
Oh, that's funny.
That's a good one, Gil.
Look, this is all. I appreciate.
Throw another bowl of water in his face.
What are you doing?
Are you kidding me?
Let the second bowl of water wash away.
I don't want
your regrets.
Could you stop that?
And the third, your pride.
What the fuck?
I don't want to do anything that takes me away from my previous calm life of just carving out wood into things. I'm not fit for a position of leading people.
Sometimes duty finds us.
Duty.
Bruh. I think Gillian genuinely fucking glares at Chip. Anyway, I knighted Julian. That's what I wanted to do.
Awesome.
I mean, you saw how it went with the gnomes at and then he looks at Abigail. I mean, not at all. Nothing happened.
Julian, many fine gnomes follow your lead. This could be an opportunity to start something good. People do look to you.
I know you have your differences with Father before, Julian, but after all that's happened, I really do think that he wouldn't mind. Not that he has much of a choice anymore.
Can I do a check to try and really convince him to get into this?
Sure, persuasion check if you want to actually rile him up
with all
the water.
I'm going to do persuasion. I want to rile him up. Fuck, that's not good. I got a 3 plus 6. You know what? I'm going to use my favored by the gods to add 2d4 to that. I really want him to be into this, man.
Okay,
adds 3. Ugh, it takes it from a 9 to a 12.
12?
If the DC was 10...
yeah, all right.
Yes, thank God.
All right, I'll think about it. I'll give it a shot, and
If it feels red, I'll do what I can. I'll do what I can to help you, Abigail.
Man, this is great, you know? Town's getting helped out. You guys are getting led. He's still got a fucking moon on his wrist, and we don't know what to do about that. Just everyone's really... Yeah.
He needs a cool knight name. What shall his cool knight name be? Julian...
Julius.
No, we can't... We add a title. We add a title. Combe...
Juby.
That's... You're just saying
Judge...
Juby.
Judge...
Julian Jibo. Ratseeker.
Julie Jibo.
Comer... Cone Striker. Jambalaya.
The Comer.
The Comer.
I hate that.
What? You don't have anything better?
I don't know.
Julian, the very well groomed.
That's got a nice ring to it. Julian, like the groomer.
Wait,
no.
Julian!
Julian, you just got power!
No!
Julian! It's all been right, 8 minutes,
I
Julian!
I draw my whalebone longsword and I cut his head off.
Julian, it's been 8 minutes! Oh. You just got power! No!
Cut his head off.
No!
He dies. I kill him.
He's dead.
I killed Julian!
Oh my fucking god, I did not! I was trying to multitask!
I really want to keep that in, I thought that was super funny.
Yeah, keep it in, it's not that bad. Well, maybe not. No, you just hear Abigail go, maybe not. Jay, do you keep that metal, Sean?
Oh, no, it'd be like deep in my pocket at this point. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I wouldn't have it out. I wouldn't bring it out either.
I have to ask, though. Abby speaks up. Are you all pirates?
Yeah.
I think I'm loose on the definition.
He's a pirate. We're pirates, yeah.
Yeah, we're pirates.
This is my crew.
Aha, yes, all of these things.
I've never met pirates. But if they're all as... I guess... selfless?
They're not.
I have no idea. Maybe.
They are not.
I mean, we're really not either. It's just... kind of getting dragged. By someone.
Am I a good pirate, Chip?
You're doing great, pal.
Sure, buddy. You're doing tip-top.
Well, you have a very special group or crew, then, if they're not all like you, I'm sure that if, we will obviously give you what we have and help you get off with a new ship. Even though it might take a few weeks. And when you leave, I will make sure that my father repays his debt to these people.
Mm-hmm.
But if you kept helping others, maybe the pirates wouldn't have such a bad connotation.
You know, I never considered that instead of stealing the money from people, you could just be nice to them and they'd give it to you.
That has always been an option, yeah.
I'm honestly afraid that we don't...
Stealing is never an option.
We don't have enough to repay what you've done.
Keep that energy, though.
Whatever is comfortable and convenient. If the ship is too much, I can, like a dolphin, swim across the sea holding these two.
I almost drowned last time you did that, Gil. We need a ship. We need a ship.
Before I collapse of exhaustion.
He's going to kill us both. We need a ship.
Died.
Minimum ship. Okay, please.
He blew up the last one.
He did. He did do that. Yeah. Listen, end of day. I'm just happy that you and your people are safe, I guess. No, the money and the ship are extra.
No?
Well...
I mean, yeah, yeah, yes. They are. All in a day.
Glad we can all see eye to eye on this.
It's all right to be honest, Chip.
He wants money. That's just, you know...
I do. Yeah, okay. Yeah. And if we're being frank, I do. But I guess it's not so bad. That town's all right. You got your lady back. Not so bad, Jules.
Well, we don't actually know if the town is all right because we haven't been there yet.
That's true.
Oh,
yeah.
We should check right away. I start sprinting towards the town.
Why does he... Stop doing that! I run after him.
Don't run after him.
If I step on a bug wrong, I'll go down.
I'm going to walk up to the mayor and try to like pull him up to his feet at this point.
Listen.
Yeah, he looks up with very sorrowful eyes that are much more sunken in than they were when you met him. And
listen, Roland. Everybody
Roland Laughlin
goes through hard times, okay? You shouldn't be Roland Laughlin. This is very serious.
That's just my name.
No, stop joking around, please. This is so serious.
I hope we get the raffle copter magic item after this.
Go on.
Listen. Everybody goes through hard times sometimes, but it's how we react to those hard times that really define our character. You messed up horribly, okay? But I don't think you're incapable of good. I know there was real, genuine concern for your people and for your daughter in there when I talked to you, okay? And I know that was true. You just... you have a lot of work to do to really make up to those people who trusted you.
Those other two do not deserve you. And your wisdom.
I'm laughing in character, because that's funny out of character and in character. You're so right. Okay, I should probably catch up to them now, though.
And I run off.
Kill not another bug!
Oh, they're...
Yeah.
Die!
As you turn away, you just hear a very soft, thank you. And his daughter helps him up and puts his arm around her shoulders, and you all kind of jog back towards the town now, I'm assuming.
Gillian, you're gonna piss off the bugs again!
I step on a bug wrong, and since I have 1 HP, I step on the little mandible and just fucking...
Oh my god!
Go unconscious.
Yeah!
I try to slash a bug, and it jumps over it and bites me lightly on the arm. I pass out.
What are you doing, Gil? Gil?
I contested.
I think he's dead, okay.
Or the beasts of the forest.
Alright. Straw on his face.
Yeah!
Wait, yeah. It was a bit, Chip.
No, I draw a big swirly mustache.
No, I'm conscious.
Yes, I do.
You know what?
I draw a smiley face on his cheek.
Yeah. Fine, I'm dead. I've died.
You're not actually unconscious, are you?
Well, I'll pick him back up. I'll carry him to the town.
No, I'm unconscious now. Yeah.
Sure.
We're doing this bit.
Book it.
Yep. All right.
Got to.
All of you.
I'm committed.
After Julian and Abigail and the mayor catch up to you guys running off to check on the town, you exit the forests, the north woods of this island, and you walk around the building of Town Hall. It's evening at this point. The air has become more chilled. The atmosphere is as calm as the tides on a shore.
Yes, I understood that reference.
You're welcome. And immediately, as you guys come around this corner and you come back to the main road or the entrance of Town Hall, where before was a gathered group of these angry gnomes, it's now you look down and you see townsfolk huddled on the streets. And they're all still laughing.
I stop in my tracks.
I'm unconscious for this. I'm so glad I'm unconscious. I'm so glad.
I'm like, Gil's gonna wake up and be so pissed about.
Come on, man. No, sorry.
They better be doing a really good bit.
It is all a right? really good bit.
They better be doing a really fucking good bit.
They're all still laughing, except only some are. You see that some are on the steps of their homes sobbing together, others celebrating and interacting with faces of genuine, genuine relief. You gather that word in this town spread very, very quickly about the mission that you all set on, and because as a few take notice of you guys coming out of the woods and coming back onto the main road, people take notice, see the mayor, see Abigail, see Julian, and then there's an immediate rush as you hear from this new crowd of people that comes to greet you all, and you hear words like, "They're back, and Abigail's alive," and people start to crowd and gather around all of you now.
I have a mustache.
Please,
I'm gonna heal very quickly. Heal Gillian. Just
no, so you are. I think it'd be really funny if I was out this whole time.
When the attention comes, I just drop him right off my shoulder and. Like,
oh my god!
I
kneel down. Please, please. Like, oh my god.
Control yourselves. Yes, we are the heroes.
I do heal you though.
For how much?
Two HP.
Great.
The mayor just kind of looks so exhausted, raises his hand and nods towards Julian and you guys, and Abigail actually says, I'll be back in a second, and then she takes him inside of Town Hall, and you guys are just faced with this crowd and Julian.
Hey, Gil,
Chip, if you guys want to say anything as they're all, you know, looking.
The mustache wasn't me, by the way, Gil.
Townsfolk of Loth and Lot, I say, with a mustache on my face. Are you... Have you been freed of this curse?
There's people who are shouting like questions like what happened, like where have you been? And there's people you can see that in this crowd of people now, there is no sinister forced smiles anymore. The cheeks aren't glued into that pulled position, that upwards pulled position, and people seem normal in this crowd, and then as you look down the road above this crowd, you can just see that the street is filled at the moment.
I'm gonna push Chip forward a little bit and kind of nod at him to say something.
Yeah, with my hands outstretched, I say, "Yes, we have freed you of your curse. We ventured into the woods and stopped the evil." Was it a wizard?
The witch doctor.
Wish doctor.
A wish doctor. We stopped him. Please, no, please, don't open your wallets. Oh, sir, you don't have to do. Oh, sure, yes, I will take that. No, yes, and, you know, we would much appreciate if you would open your hearts and your wallets for the great heroes of Loth and Lot.
Persuasion.
maybe some check. Oranges, actually. I'd love some oranges.
If I Wait, stole I do, all your money!
Can I do performance? Because it's like it's supposed to
yes,
be like a grand
speech. Absolutely.
Yeah,
I'll let you go.
Yeah. Yes. Natural one.
You rolled a natural one.
Bruh.
The people.
You did it.
The people who look excited, eager to hear the what has happened, hear you speak and look at you asking for money, and they just feel they there's a look of disgust as these people have gone through torment. Actual torture, and then this fucking boisterous young lad walks up and asks for money, claiming to have saved them all. But as you finish your speech,
what were they gonna do? Actually, I'm just looking in like complete disgust and disappointment as well.
Yeah, their faces have all melted into that same expression, and then Julian actually raises his small arm up, you know, as in his gnome stature, and he says. Hey everybody, what up? And they all kind of adjust their heads.
This guy's no mayor now.
So no on the dough.
Just shut up.
Hey, listen.
Julian showed exceptional bravery back there in the wood, and due to the circumstances,
I. Chip, just back up for a second, alright? You'll get what's due, I promise.
Don't, Chip. He's got this.
You see there was a few gnomes that were actually waiting to see if Julian had returned.
Let's
and
go!
And Julian kind of puffs his chest out forward and does two snaps, and these gnomes come from both sides of the road, and they roll these little crates towards him, and then they stack them on top of each other, and he hops up, and he says...
I cast Bless on him.
Okay. He feels it, a magical sense of your encouragement, the blessing. And he looks towards everybody, and he just says, I don't know how, and shit, I don't even understand it all quite myself, but these, are you pirates, right? Newcomers to our town by whatever wicked destiny. In a few days, managed to free all of you and all of us from that facade of joy. They took care of it somehow. And he looks at you guys for a second, feels that blast. What did you roll on it? It's a d4, right?
He gets an extra d4 to it. Yeah, okay. I also realized since you add bless applies on three creatures, so I'm gonna give it to Chip and Jay as well as him.
Thanks, man.
So all you guys, right. Yeah, you get an extra D4 that you add. Oh shit! Wait.
Just so you know, his roll to inspire here is a 23.
Ooh. Oh,
damn.
plus. Here, I'll roll a D4 for you. Plus a 4.
Oh shit.
27.
27.
There's a tear in Jay's eye.
They freed the whole island out of the goodness of their own hearts. And they brought back Abigail. There's a lot that will be explained eventually, and I'll make sure I get the full story one way or another so that everybody knows and we don't repeat what has happened to us. And the mayor, well, former mayor, and he gives this smolder towards the crowd. Has a lot to make up for, and I promise, swear it on the book of name that he will.
Oh my god, we actually did overthrow the government. We did it. Holy, it's all come full circle.
Oh my god.
Yes!
Seize the means of production, Julian.
But tonight, regardless of all that, let's party! And the entire crowd erupts in a loud cheer. This is the first cheer of laughter that is sincere, pure happiness once again.
What is this battle cry?
This crowd disperses, and you see people run into Old Man Earl's tavern just down the road a little bit, and from other buildings start bringing out these tables, food, alcohol, from places, from the Orange Tavern, as well as like campfires, bedrolls, tents. This alleyway town from the northernmost end to the southernmost entrance is awake, lively, lit up, and finally happy.
Mm-hmm. Fucking sweet. Heroes feast. Can again. I roll the pop off?
You can roll the pop off. This is basically a banquet from tip to tip at the moment, celebrating their freedom.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, I want to surf all the way down the entire table.
Before you do this, wait, you were confused about what was happening or what was the deal?
Yeah, I didn't know what the fuck's going on. I don't know what this is. I know what a celebration is, but I've never seen that act before.
Okay.
I got a 16 to surf down the entire table.
Okay. There is a long table, but not as long as the alleyway, because that would be impossible. that would be fucking impossible. It is still a pretty long alleyway.
I surf down the table. I want to fucking kick flip a turkey into my mouth or some nonsense.
Yeah. Fuck, dude. Did you roll it? What do you two want to do?
I want to party like crazy. I want to teach Gil how to party.
I got a 16.
I keep giving alcohol to Jay.
I'll drink it all. Yeah, fuck it. We're going in. I keg stand.
You keg stand?
I keg stand.
We just party like crazy, and I'm like cheering. I want to see if Gil will do another keg stand as well.
I want to regret everything tomorrow.
I feed pretzel chips.
Okay. What did you roll for the slide turkey maneuver?
I rolled acrobatics or something. I rolled a 16.
Sure. Yeah, that happens for absolutely. That is just for certain. That is what happens.
Awesome. Wow.
Why not? It's a fucking party. You're cool.
I want to break out into a choreographed song and dance number with some of the people.
I definitely join in on this dance number.
Yeah. Oh my god.
I start break dancing.
Don't forget, you guys have an extra D4 on all these.
Yeah, Chip, I'm gonna use it.
Roll a persuasion check with advantage and a D4 to persuade people to join this. Yes.
Okay.
I'm joining.
With advantage?
Yes. Okay. And D4.
21.
All right. You absolutely convince the people surrounding you guys to join into this impromptu dance number and musical song. Now, both of you roll per performance check.
Let's go. Wait, is Gil joining too?
I want to join. Fuck yeah,
go for it. Roll performance check with him.
Fuck
Add
yeah.
A D4.
What the hell do you think I am? Oh, I got a 2 plus D4. 4, a 6.
19.
I got 24 on my performance.
Okay, all of you, what... Do you have in mind what song and dance you're doing?
No, I would just like make one up on the spot, and I don't think anyone else would be able to.
I don't know why.
Yeah, I'm like very not on the same page with this. I do a somber waltz, recollecting the events of our adventure while the others are just fucking partying because I rolled a 6.
A few of you guys see that a few of ones that were not. Ones that you encountered, but a few bald men come out with an assortment of instruments from violin to flutes. And sure, they're tap dancing and they start the music that you guys sing and dance to. Somewhere along this number, you all link arms together swaying tankards back and forth and skipping in a circle together.
Jumping around.
Absolutely. And you do this long into the night until everyone eventually knocks out, passes out this whole entire alleyway. The road is covered with people laying on the dirt of the floor.
A wild party.
or in their bedrolls or tents. But you guys just completely, you guys knock out. And that's where we end the episode.
You guys are gonna wake up with regrets.
Yes, so much regrets.
Maybe I mean I've got one big regret, which was, you know, making a deal with the wish doctor, huh?
Sure. Yeah.
You know, hey, but do you really want to talk about that?
I do want to talk about that.
Let's save it.
Where can
let's
we talk about that, guys?
Let's save it for just rolled with it over on Patreon.
Oh, the show! Oh, after the show, we let's talk about the show. But you want to go check that out on patreon.com/justrollwithit.
And of course, thank you to all you wonderful patrons. It is I, Gillian Tidestrider, and now I shall not only list off every high roller patron, but also knight them as well. The big motherfucking cheese, you are now the knight of things that are very dairy. Splash, another Shay. I knight you as the knight of duplication. How are there so many Shays? Cake Vape Master 69, I knight you now. I bestow upon you no title, for you are already the Vape Master. I am just impressed by your skill with the jewel. Your jewel shines brighter than all the rest. Keep vaping.
I couldn't
hold it together. I knight you, CL, as the one who always CL's evil. Cornier Comet, I knight you as the strongest knight in the solar system. Divinator, despite your devious acts, you will make an excellent knight. Indy Mindy 9, I knight you now. You always run in alone, but even when you do it right. J. Newell, looking fresh, so I shall knight you as the knight of freshness. JRWI Enjoyer, may you enjoy the blessing of the dice that I bestow upon you. Jumpiest Venus 34, I knight you now as the solitary knight of Venus. There's not really anyone on there, but you'll do a great job.
The King of Ranch. I need not knight you, for you are already a king. What are you doing with that bottle? What? That was pretty good, Ranch. Kirby, Wafro, may your strikes be true and your heart stay just. Non Axolotl, you shall represent all of the axolotls around the globe. May you do them justice. Old Man Skeletal, the Knight of Bones, always standing no matter how hard the blows may fall. Reshi Snivy, never have I met one more daring and courageous than you. I bestow upon you knighthood. Riker Kurotu, I knight you as well. And may we go out for splashies sometime. Salutatien. One knight in Lothenlot won't be enough. You will serve as their second. Serene is actually a skeleton, but it matters not, for you are also actually a knight. Walmart man, you are the most powerful of us all. Even now, I still find myself lost in your isles. Your gal pal Valerie V, I now bestow knighthood upon you and tell you in truth, you are all of our gal pals, Valerie V. Thank you to all of these wonderful patrons, and if you wish to be read out loud next episode, you need only head over to patreon.com/justrollwithit. Thank you for listening, and I, Gillian Tidestrider, will squirt you later.